If you're getting ready to gas up your car for the Memorial Day weekend, we see prices coming in nationally at $3.61 a gallon, 7 cents higher here in the state of Michigan, though Wayne County is amongst the lowest in the state. But that's still 80 cents higher than it was back in 2019, pre-pandemic. So why is it so much higher now? And we've got President Biden assessing the mood in the country about this, and he is going to try to address the inflation that he has at least a partial responsibility for by releasing 42 million gallons of gasoline from this petroleum, or I should say gasoline reserve that we have in the Northeast for emergencies. Will that move the needle at all? We welcome in a guy who has, for 15 years, has helped us get better bargains at the pump, Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you, and maybe another 15 years if I'm lucky enough.
Well, you know, I saw your post, I think it was on LinkedIn, about your 15-year anniversary and that this all started over in Grand Rapids at Grand Valley. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Michigan born and bred, and yeah, this was something, you know, this price cycling, right? I'd go to Grand Valley and the price might be $1.40 a gallon. I'd go back a few hours later and it was $1.75. And it was that head scratching that nobody had the answer for that. And, you know, now we kind of know why it happens.
So there are two things at work here. Let's just do the simple market dynamics, supply and demand. The Biden administration is talking about releasing 100,000 barrels of gasoline over the course of the next 6 weeks, between now and July 4th.
1 million.
Yeah, what 1 million?
You said 100,000.
Well, no, it's 100,000 barrels.
Okay.
1 million barrels total.
Total, okay.
Yeah, which is 42 million gallons, and now that I've totally confused you. But the bottom line is, we consume that amount in what, 2 hours in any given day? So how much will this change the price?
It won't. I think the Biden administration, you know, is spinning this politically. Wow, shock. Politicians spinning things to make it sound better for them. It's really more about shutting it down because it just doesn't make sense. That's why Trump also tried to get the shutdown in his 2020 budget. Congress actually approved this a couple of weeks ago. Or I should say back in March, Congress then put in this funding bill that this has to be shut down. And of course, now Biden's going to try to take the victory lap. It's not about the reducing of gasoline. I know that's what Biden's focused on. It may push prices down a nickel or a dime, but only in the Northeast. As you guys mentioned, it is 1 million barrels, 42 million gallons. 700,000 of those barrels are in New Jersey, 200,000 in Boston, about 100,000 in Maine. So those are the primary areas. The upper mid-Atlantic states in the Northeast, they may see a little bit of a savings. But as you mentioned, this is only about 2.65 hours of U.S. demand. The real focus here on why this is happening is because over the last 10 years, keep in mind, Obama built this, right, after Superstorm Sandy in 2014. The storm was 2012. The government got it built in 2014. It's never been utilized. And in the meantime, the maintenance costs of it over the last decade have been $200 million for U.S. taxpayers. The gasoline today, as it sits, is worth $103 million. So this was just a reserve. It's never been used. Hopefully never needs to be. But it's constantly, because of this change from summer to winter gasoline that we do every year, right? Mm-hmm. They're constantly having to rotate through what the gasoline is stored in all three of these areas. It's just a nightmare. It was maybe a decent idea, poorly executed, and it's time to shut it down. We don't need, you know, gasoline is different than oil. I get the gist of it, but keep in mind, this is completely separate from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which is oil, which has been rising. It's up 25 million barrels, and for now at least, the SPR is going to keep rising. The Department of Energy just announced that they bought another 3 million barrels for October delivery. So it's going to keep going up. The SPR is going to keep going up until at least October, probably longer. And this reserve is going to be shut down for good.
Patrick, are there better alternatives that could be explored?
Not really. Again, it comes back to the fact that we're constantly changing the type of gasoline required. If we had a year-round requirement, which I've advocated for, just stick with one type year-round, mm-hmm. then it would be a little bit more simple, right? And it wouldn't have you could constantly, you know, essentially a pool could be filled up before consumers are filling up and just let that reserve fill up over time. It's kind of like what we have already, right, with inventories. So, you know, it's just really difficult because you never know where there's going to be the gasoline needed, right? During 2017, Hurricane Harvey and Irma shut down refineries in Houston. And you'd never think, let's have a reserve in Houston where the refineries are. But that 1-2 punch, remember, Irma then hit Florida, and there was no gasoline in Florida because Harvey sat over refineries in Houston and shut them all down. So the reserve, you just never know where you're going to put it. Where is it going to be needed? And, you know, it's just so hard to pick and so costly to operate.
So Jennifer Granholm said by strategically releasing this reserve between Memorial Day and July 4th, you know, it'll help working Americans. Could that be true, that the timing is helpful or not at all?
Yeah, I mean, the timing could be helpful. If it's my guess as a petroleum analyst, this is probably the ideal time because the administration may have held it to this point to make sure that there's no refinery issues, right? Because that's what we say every spring, refinery issues, maintenance is happening. Now that we've kind of made it through that hurdle of getting maintenance done, now they don't have to use it for, you know, maybe filling in that. Now they can use it, and it should push prices down. But again, you know, I had a question yesterday. It's a pretty good one, knock on wood, because it is supposed to be a busy hurricane season. You watch that they release it now and watch something happen where we need it later this year. But again, for taxpayers, it was just a tremendous gravedigger in terms of how much money it cost to operate and how much it was worth.
We have now not only domestic production has not only exceeded what it was pre-pandemic, you know, it's slightly above 13 million a day. So help me here understand why gasoline is 80 cents a gallon higher than it was pre-pandemic. Is it all about demand? I would think our demand has fallen because people are doing hybrid work schedules now. So why is it 80 cents higher when we've, you know, we're producing even more oil than we were, you know, back in 2019?
It's a great question. It's 100% COVID. Remember how many refineries got shut down during COVID? A lot of them didn't come back online just because of the fact that the Biden administration may have been pushing EVs. That could have been part of it. Part of it was just that they don't make sense. And we've also experienced some refineries that have shut down because of things like damage beyond repair. One of the largest refineries, the largest refinery in the Northeast Seaboard that made sense to have that reserve, the Philadelphia Energy Solutions Refinery in Philadelphia, caught fire in 2019. They dismantled it, permanently shut down. I'm surprised that the asphalt refinery up in Superior, Wisconsin, you remember that exploded,
yeah,
I think, back in 2018. They rebuilt that. That was a shock. Who rebuilds? Who's rebuilding refineries in this day and age where, you know, where everyone's trying to make the push to solar and wind? That's why.
But it's
COVID
part
gave
political,
them a reason to shut down.
Fewer refineries.
Is that mostly political, partly cost? What's the equation?
Well, aren't these businesses making business decisions?
Exactly right. Exactly right. Now, in some areas, now there was an expansion. ExxonMobil just completed the expansion of a refinery down in Texas. And I'm sure the political climate of Texas did help. You're certainly not going to do that in California. But they did complete an expansion of 300,000 barrels, which is just under the size of that PES refinery that shut down. And that expansion came online. The thing here is the refinery expansions aren't being built in the U.S. because our you know, oil refining sector is mature, right? We haven't built any large-scale refineries in decades, and now we're moving to EVs. So oil companies aren't going to invest billions and billions of dollars on new refineries.
Right.
But we are seeing an increase in global refining capacity. If anyone wants to look at it, really interesting story out of Nigeria, a $10 billion refinery has been under construction for 8 years, and it's going to take 3 years roughly to get that thing fully online. They've been getting it online. It's the largest single train operation, meaning one process, one error shuts down the whole refinery. It's 650,000 barrels a day of production. And it's these refineries in the Middle East, in Africa, and in Asia that could eventually reduce that 80 cent premium. But it's all refinery. That's the bottlenecks.
Good to know. Patrick, that's why we love you. Good information and sober information. You know, when half the world calls you a Biden hater and the other half calls you a Trump hater, you got to be doing something down the middle, right?
This guy just
I try
has
to convince
facts.
Myself of that. Can't win them all, right?
No, as long as you tick off both sides equally. Patrick, thanks for your time.
Have a great holiday weekend.
You
guys.
Too. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy, helping to save us money. When we come back, we know municipalities have struggled with this, these homeless camps. Can you ban public camping as a way to deal with homelessness? We'll explore that on JR Morning coming up at 8:49.